to volunteer to say the prayer this morning to get us started? Any volunteers? Don, yes, sir, please.
Gracious Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, Lord. We ask your blessings on it. We ask you to be with us for today as the decisions are made, Lord. We place your blessings on those as well and be with each member of us, Lord, as well as the citizens here representing our county. We ask you to guide and protect us as we go about our ways and to our journeys home. In Christ's name, for your sake.
Amen.
If you'll join me in our pledges to the United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Reflect that all members of court are present today. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our court agenda.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our minutes from our meetings dated December 12th and December 19th.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Commissioners, I don't have any changes on consent unless there's an item that one of you would like to bring forward to the open agenda. If not, I would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I don't have any citizens sign up to speak on anything on today's current agenda other than the toll road agenda afterwards. Okay, item 10A, Commissioners, we need to... It's for consideration and approval of an order authorizing the defeasance of certain outstanding obligations of Montgomery County, Texas, authorizing the county judge to approve the amount and maturities of the obligations to be defeased, authorizing the approval and execution of an escrow agreement, and containing other matters related thereto. This is the defeasance of the bonds. Is that the language, John, that we needed?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Move.
Any questions or comments? I think this is a great opportunity for us, Commissioner. Good idea. Glad you came up with that. Defease a lot of debt and save us a great deal of money.
Absolutely.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Item 11A. Mr. Hess.
Commissioners.
Morning, Mayor.
Morning.
11A, consider, discuss, and approve increasing the original hurricane relief funds for the use by Montgomery County Office of Homeland Security Emergency Management for Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. Increase the amount by additional $60,000. Please name a funding source. This will cover, as we have reconciled our debts from the hurricane response, emergency response and recovery efforts, this is what we still have left to pay on some outstanding invoices and statements. This is all recoverable under the FEMA PA grant program.
And does this also cover the cost of the airport hangar lease?
For the 4 months that we used it, yes, sir, that's correct.
But not going forward?
Not going forward, yes, sir.
Funding source for that?
I'm a...
We're funded from contingency, Commissioner?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 11B.
Thank you. Consider, discuss, and approve the lease agreement between Montgomery County and Greatland Holdings, LLC, for a real property lease for 11,500 square feet at 5016 Central Parkway, Conroe, Texas. Lease terms are month-to-month. Lease funds to come from the UASI grant program. We ask that you approve the lease agreement for up to 24 months, but on a month-to-month term beginning 1-10 of 2018.
What's the amount of the lease?
The amount of the lease is $10,000 per month.
And UASI plays that?
We are going to work to have UASI fund that lease, yes, sir.
Well, we certainly need it during the event.
That's correct, and that's where it proved its vitalness, in that location.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is it just something we need to reserve the space, or do we have use for it?
We currently have use for it. We do have items stored in there. We have response and recovery items in there now.
Okay. I move.
I just would like to stipulate that if the funding for the grant does not occur or it funding that, for that grant goes away, that the county's not on the hook for paying
that. That is correct.
It is only paid by grant funds.
That is correct.
And you have to keep in mind that this past hurricane, we got lucky that just where the rain fell and the use of the airport, I don't know that that's going to be the solution for the next one, but it certainly paid off last time.
That's correct.
Darren, are we looking for another location, potentially to build a building? Or
that's correct. We are continually looking for other locations, other vital locations that would prove the same logistics usefulness that this one does. We're working with Paul Case and
well, I think there's some FAA
cover some costs
requirements that we have to look at also, as far as it being non-aviational use. If we built a hangar just for storage, I don't know if that would fly with FAA. It's something we'd have
correct.
To clear.
That's correct. We have to tie the aviation
or just lease
to
it. It would work.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Did you have a question or
just
comment?
One clarification, we can go out, but the lease itself is not tied to the grant, as in if the grant or funding source goes away. The procedure would be to cancel it on the 30-day notice, being a month-to-month.
But we could do it. Well, it's on month-to-month, so we could cancel it 30 days.
Yes, but it doesn't automatically cancel if the policy goes away.
That was one of the reasons we put that month-to-month in there, is if we ever lost the program.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Right. Thank you, Darren. Morning, Don.
Good morning, Judge. Commissioners?
Morning.
I would like for you to consider and approve the paying Citibank release 534698, charging the amount of $490.35 for the purchase of a replacement tree and decorations for the convention center.
What is this?
Sir?
What is it?
It was a Christmas tree and decorations that we bought to replace the old one we had.
Okay. And we bought it from Citibank?
No, we put it on the card.
Okay.
No, we bought it from Hobby Lobby.
Why is it on here if you bought it with a card?
It was a request to be put on by the auditor.
Oh.
He called and talked to Jim beforehand.
Oh,
to replace
okay.
It, but it just needed to be cleared by the court.
I move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Judge, I do want to say one thing. Just the reason why, Don, I'm assuming you bought this is because the convention center's rented out. People have an expectation of having it decorated in some sort. We just don't want all other departments thinking they can go spend $500 on a Christmas tree. And that's why you called ahead of time to get permission from the judge's
public
office.
Facility, yeah.
It's actually a replacement, too. So, I mean, this is the third one we bought.
Understand.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B.
Consider and approve a location release and authorization to use name, product, logo release from Pilgrims Operation LLC for the use of the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center complex for filming during the Lone Star Throwdown in February 23 through 25, 2018. This is going to be filming of the Gas Monkey Garage show that you see on TV. And so it's a great opportunity.
Ooh, they've done that before, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, second time. Yeah. We get a lot of really great hits over it.
Is that when they bring in all the old cars and parts?
Well,
huge.
Not really. This is more of a decorated cars, customized cars.
Oh,
trucks.
Okay.
It's more of a car show then. Sir?
More of a car show.
Yeah, it's more of a car show with all different kinds. I mean, you name it, it's probably there.
Yeah, I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Constable Precinct 1.
Morning, Judge.
Morning, Captain. How are you?
In our last court, y'all approved our fuel system for the lake, but we failed to name a funding source. So we're on the agenda considering approve the funding of fuel system for Constable Precinct 1 Marine Division to include labor, electrician, 2,000-gallon fuel tank, fencing, floating dock, at a cost of $74,604.58. Name a funding source.
I move funding source be contingency over and above any property and casualty that we recover for that loss. But contingency would be the ultimate funding source.
Okay.
I move.
A motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Don. Third time's a charm.
Good morning, Commissioners, Judge. Happy New Year to y'all.
You.
We'd like to consider and approve the closing of position 5512-5975-1 and open position 5512-6010-1. These positions are Magnolia ISD contract positions and do not affect the budget. Basically, we're just tidying up some paperwork. The school supervisor was a corporal at one time, and then when they made him a sergeant, the paperwork was never done to change that in the system. So that's it. No effect to the budget at all.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Chief.
Motion carries. Thank you, Chief. Okay. Purchasing.
Good morning.
Morning.
This item is to take all appropriate action to approve the award of Project 18-24, Nickelsaw Mill Road Construction for Precinct 2. The low bidder was Smith & Company at $1,414,180.20.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Grants. Rebecca.
Good morning.
Morning.
Asking for you to consider and approve the grant application to TxDOT for the Sheriff's Office FY19 STEP grant. Please authorize Lieutenant Sanchez to submit electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Item B, consider and approve the grant application to TxDOT for the Constable Precinct 5 FY19 STEP grant. Please authorize Michael Silvio to submit grant electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Question or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rebecca. Okay. Now I need to recess our Commissioner's Court and convene a public hearing for Precinct 4.
Yes. Good morning. On the item 17A1. Public hearing to consider the partial revision of a 1.09 acre tract being unrestricted reserve F block 1 Starbucks Conroe to be known as Starbucks Conroe partial replat number 1. The purpose of the proposed replat is to divide the one unrestricted reserve into two unrestricted reserves.
Anyone here to discuss that? Okay. We now need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our Commissioner's Court. Is this an action item or is this just a...
The plat's not quite ready. No action.
Okay, no action. All right.
Thank you.
Our Commissioners, Precinct 3.
Add a cell phone allowance to the position listed on the budget, on the agenda. Move.
Yeah. Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Human Resources.
Payroll change request forms.
Move.
Second.
Sir, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Now I need to recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551071 and 551074. Defend or prosecute claim number U-16-0069.
Move.
Yes, Judge. There's actually two. One resolution is to defend the claim. One is to prosecute any county claims against
the two
claim.
Resolutions.
Move on both.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We have our item for citizens' comments for items that are not on today's agenda. I do have one individual that signed up today to speak on an item not on the agenda, and that is Mr. Ralph Leno. Good morning.
Commissioners.
Morning.
It's spoke up here one time before.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much since then have become the mayor of the town of Woodlock. And Diane Lincoln stepped down on the 15th and so proceeded her. And I'm looking forward to building relationships and
good.
Mending certain situations that might have hence been halted in the past. But in my proceedings, as becoming the mayor, I've had a lot of personal attacks to wondering what I'm going to do so much different, what I can do to help, what I can do here and there. My first attempt is to personally speak to the public and be as transparent as possible so that these verbal and personal attacks can stop. Outside of a little bit of drama that we have going on, I'm asking that the court please in any way, shape, or form offer me assistance in the future to come with the still cleanup of the Hurricane Harvey. I'm personally myself, along with several residents in the town, are moving into campers that we unfortunately weren't able to get FEMA assistance for and had to use our personal funds to purchase and moving on from there. But with all this being said, I'm just coming to the court to let you know that I've got things in the works and I'm going to be coming to each of my representatives and hopefully speaking to you. And good day.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Congratulations or condolences on being mayor. We'll be glad to work with you. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to address the court on item not on today's agenda? Seeing none, commissioners, I'd entertain a motion to close our, to adjourn our commissioners' court meeting.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.